Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 15th, 2017. Today is Wednesday in the second week of Lent. I'd like to read three verses from the portion of Psalm 119 assigned to us by the Daily Office Lectionary for today. I'm reading verses 81, 89, and 90. My soul has longed for your salvation. I have put my hope in your word. O Lord, your word is everlasting. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness remains from one generation to another. You establish the earth, and it abides. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and obviously the longest one of the Psalms. It's so long, in fact, that it's never assigned by any lectionary to be read at once, but often read in sections. Psalm 119 is an extended meditation on the law of the Lord, the word of the Lord, and the joy that comes from meditating upon and living under the commandments of the Lord. As I thought about this portion of Psalm 119, and particularly the psalmist claim to put his hope in God's word, and the psalmist's claim that God's word is everlasting, I couldn't help but think about a Sunday school class that I was a part of when I was 7 years old. For a period of weeks, our focus was on learning Bible verses, memorizing them. And I'm not sure exactly how many we memorized. It seems like it was 20 or 25. And I remember being able to call those memory verses up on command in my little 7-year-old brain and quote them. And I remember that I got a Bible as a result of my efforts. I can't remember specifically any of the verses that I had to memorize for that exercise. And I'm not making a case for Bible memorization, and I'm certainly not making a case for bribing children to learn Bible verses by promising to give them a Bible. But I will say that that exercise set me on a lifelong journey with reading and studying and loving the Bible. The Bible has been my companion for now over 50 years. It has been there beside me when I have been up to my eyeballs in church like I am right now, or when I've been estranged from the church. The Bible has been a companion through the good times of my life and through the dark and difficult times of my life. I love the Bible. I have read the stories contained in it scores and scores of times, and they never get old to me. In fact, I find myself getting excited when I read a story that I have read countless times before and I see something new. It always feels like a little mini epiphany to see something new in a story that has been so much part of my own faith formation. But when the psalmist talks about putting his hope in God's word and that God's word is everlasting, the psalmist is not speaking primarily about what we would call the Bible. In fact, he's not speaking about that at all. What he is speaking about is the word of God in the form of the law, the Torah, given to Moses on Mount Sinai. He is speaking about those things that we would call the commandments. He's speaking about how God's word through those commandments offers life, offers a way of being in the world. We Christians would say that not only is the Bible the word of God, but we would also say that Jesus is the Word of God incarnate. You'll remember from John chapter 1, the great passage that we read at Christmas, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Yes, we have quite a history with this God who continues to talk. This God who talked creation into existence. This God who talked a people into existence by calling Abraham. This God who talked a people out of slavery in Egypt by calling Moses to lead them. This God who continued to call the people of God once they had occupied the land but couldn't quite remain faithful to God. God keeps calling them through prophets and sages. And God keeps calling us as well. God calls us through the Word of God that we call the Scripture. God calls us through the Word of God that we call Jesus. God calls us through the words that we hear in liturgy as the church. God simply won't stop talking. It's simply up to us to do a little better job of listening. Again, I think about that little 7-year-old boy 50 years ago, plus 50 years ago, learning Bible verses. And I can say, along with the psalmist, "My soul has longed for your salvation. I have put my hope in your word." I hope to God that as long as I live, I can put my hope in God's word. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.